Right. So then my best friend crawled out of the water, and a few years later, there's people building temples for her and shit. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, that was Aphrodite. You humans literally see a vampire girl regenerate in water one time and make a whole ass religion about it. Oh, come on. You know I love you, even if you're a weak little human. It's nice to have one around for a little while. You humans always have such wacky ideas. Oh, please. You're gonna tell me that the whole defending yourself against nearly immortal blood-drinking predators with a stinky plant and a piece of wood isn't wacky? Well, yeah. I mean, the stake through the heart is a better one, but still only a minor inconvenience. And to think that humans dare to pretend like we vampires are the same species as you? God, you humans might wish that a simple bite will elevate your simple being and turn you into a vampire, but that doesn't make it the truth. Like, the best tactic is yours. Getting one of them to madly fall in love with you. You will ensure that you'll be safe from any harm. And it's not like we vampires kill humans all that much. You humans kill each other way more. But you don't see humans trying to fend each other off with garlic or crucifixes. We just want a little snack from time to time, you know? Most of the time, we keep our prey alive. It wouldn't really make sense to kill cows for their milk now, would it? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I just thought you're kind of like cattle to us that, you know what? I should probably just stop talking. Just forget what I said. Can we please just watch a movie together? I'll be the big spoon if you say yes. Yay. Come here. Get a little closer, please. I want to feel your butt. What? You have a nice butt. It's perfect for cuddling. It's more like it. What's that smell? No, I'm not talking about your new cologne, although it does smell nice. What did you eat for dinner? Huh, pasta with spinach and chicken. You smell nice. Now that you mention pasta, remember that funny story about that one Italian guy a little while ago that wanted his horse to rule the country or something? Yeah, Caligula. Yeah, like 2,000 years ago? Well, then how do you know him? You humans live like 10 to 15 years, right? Oh, so he was like a very famous human. I get it. Okay. I'm sorry. I just have to get used to all this human culture. I've just been distancing myself from humanity ever since people invented airplanes. I fucking hate those loud machines. Like, just let a vampire girl fly in peace. Fuck. Okay, seriously. Actually, not even funny. How could you spell right now? Oh. Well, you know how much I like the smell of blood that's high in iron. So rich and delicious. No, darling. Please don't think that. I would never, ever, ever bite you against your will. We vampires are a little less primitive than humans. We are not ruled by instinct and we can control our emotions and desires. You have nothing to worry about. Well, of course I'd love to bite you, but I know that you're afraid of getting bitten, and I'd never want to make you uncomfortable. Well, I've never actually been bitten myself. Well, I'm not prey. No, I didn't mean to say that you were like prey to me or anything. I'm sorry, it's just that... Well, that's just how it is. I'm sorry. I should choose my words a bit more carefully. You know I love you. And we vampires don't feed on our own species, by the way. It's just gross. But one of my vampire friends had a human girlfriend. This was probably before your time. Though, so humans might have evolved during that period. Oh, it was like the year 2017. Yeah. Well, she described it as orgasmic pleasure combined with the intense euphoria of a certain narcotics. Humans are so dramatic. We vampires have two methods of draining someone. The first is just straight up sucking the blood out of their bodies until there's nothing left. The second preferred method is to slowly drink your blood and let some of our saliva into your bloodstream. It makes animals nice and calm and docile. And apparently, you humans get pleasure out of it, if that woman is to be trusted. Why are you so curious about this all of a sudden? You want me to bite you. But I thought you were afraid to get bitten. You love me. You trust me to make it a good experience for you. Huh. I don't know what to say. Thank you? Like, seriously, thank you so much. I will make this the absolute best experience for you. I promise. You want my vampire saliva somewhere else first, huh? Well, what kind of girlfriend would I be if to deny my boyfriend a nice, relaxing blow drop before draining him? One sec. I'll just retract my fangs a little. There you go. Fuck. You taste so good. Whenever I trace my tongue. Along your throbbing shaft. I can almost taste the deliciousness within. I was talking about your cum. What were you thinking about? Can I bite you here? Okay. It was just a suggestion. I promise I won't bite your dick off. Jeez. You want me to bite your neck so you can't see anything? Of course, darling. I'd love nothing more. Do you want to come in my mouth first? Want me to stroke you as I train you? So you can come whilst I suck your tasty human blood? Oh my gosh, what did I do to deserve such a loving, caring boyfriend? I want you to focus on my lips whilst we make out. And enjoy my fingers wrapped around your human cock. Am I squeezing too hard for you? Well, just keep relaxing. Let me rub all of that tension out of you. And I'll start slowly kissing my way towards the right side of your neck. Now I want you to stop thinking about my lips and spend all of your attention on that cock of yours. That beautiful human cock that brought me so much pleasure. Time and time again. Now, don't be scared if you feel a little strange. Just keep focusing on the pleasure. Okay? Come for me, babe. Come. Oh my God. You came so much. Can I please get some more of your blood? I can mix it with that yummy cum of yours. Thank you so much, darling. You came even more. I didn't think it was possible for humans to come like that. Did my sucking feel that good? I really liked it too. Thank you for trusting me. What are you doing? No, you're not going anywhere. Baby, I'm not gonna suck your blood and then make you take a shower. I'm gonna carry you to the bath and I'll draw you a nice, relaxing bubble bath and rub your shoulders. And tomorrow, I'll make you a nice hearty breakfast so you'll recover in no time. No, I don't care that you feel fine. I'm gonna feel guilty if you won't allow me to do this for you. So human, prepare to be pampered by a vampire. And thank you for letting me taste you. It was delicious.
I don't know how I feel about that.